hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
All right, folks, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report. It is Thursday, the 15th of March, 2007. We're talking today with Ralph Winterode from Alaska. And a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, he will be on this network Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 p.m. Central Time. Right, Chris? Yeah. And the frequency on that will be 5.050. And well worth listening to. And we'll put out the call-in number 800-313-9443 for calls into the program, your questions and or opinions. And Ralph, we have a little job here to do. Now, I was saying before the end of the last hour that most people in this country think that it was the executive that is now trumping everything, and that because the president, which writes executive orders, one of late that I've been talking a lot about was the 92 executive order by, and this was rather sneaky, and this was to sell off, to privatize, formerly the government's asset, basically our assets, but to privatize them. You know, to sell off our infrastructure to make way for the Trans-Texas Corridor. Oh, that's right. Take existing roads that have already been paid for by the taxpayers. Infrastructure, bridges, roads, utility companies, it doesn't matter. It's all up for sale now. And since we're so much in debt, there's only one thing left, and that's the hardware and the real estate. And that's what they're now privatizing. That's fascism. I don't care how you cut it. How you want to talk about it, it is what it is. And these executive orders that were penned by Roosevelt, he penned hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these things. To my knowledge, Ralph, there has never been an executive order. It becomes kind of an acting sort of law. It's kind of a legislation by pen without the process of making a law in this country. He pens an executive order, can trump the Constitution in any which way, form, or shape that he wants to. Congress has, I think, up to 60 or 90 days to say, nope, well, we're not going to let that go through. Not one congressman ever in the history of this country has ever said, no, this executive order is not going to stand. We're going to rescind it. Mm-hmm. And here we are with these thousands, and I mean thousands and thousands of these executive orders that these presidents have signed, that it totally trumped Congress and their responsibility to the people of this country. And as I said, Ralph, I don't care if you're a brand new congressman or you're a lifer up there in Washington, D.C. You've been in there playing the political game for years. You are still an officer, and when the people come to them and say, look, we got a little problem here, and I don't care if it was done during your term or the guy before you, or I don't care if it was 100 years ago. We have a problem, and we demand that this be fixed. But again, you know, we were talking about the redresses of grievances here. How the hell do we get these guys to pay attention?
The reason why they're not paying attention, because we've agreed that we're citizens of the United States. They don't work for us. All they're doing is they're granting to this fictitious status that we've all chosen unknowingly to sit in. They just like, think, do you think you could ever get a copy of the oath of office of one of the senators or representatives of the United States?
A lot of people talk about not being able to get the oaths that the judges are supposed to swear to. We've got a break here. We'll come back in just a few minutes. 800-313-9443. The phones are wide open, folks. We'll be right back.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. To order, write Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
From time to time, this happens, Ralph. We open up the phone lines and nobody calls in, and I know why they do that, because they don't want to bollocks up the works with their questions or their comments, and they want to hear what you have to say. So let's hit them with your best shot here.
Well, like I say, the real problem is our status, our birthright. We have unknowingly and unwillingly surrendered our birthright. When we are born, a birthright has to do with being the eldest in the elder part of a family. That's not it. When you and I came into this world, I was born in Kansas. And I, by my arrival upon that land, attach the law of the land. That's part of my inalienable rights. It's a privilege. And it's because of where I was born. I came into Kansas. If I'd have came into Iraq, I wouldn't have had that as part of my birthright. It's inalienable. They can't take it away in my country. So what they have to do, they have all of these sovereign statuses that they had to overcome. They overcame the people's sovereign status, our birthright, by creating a fictional status where Congress grants to a citizen of the United States, which does not exist in the law, the right to sue, be sued, own property, the right to contract, all of these issues are grants from Congress. And if Congress grants, Congress controls the remedy or the lack of the remedy. And that's the real super short story. And there is no way that these treasonous tyrants in Congress or in our legislature or in the courts are going to surrender and reinstall our inalienable rights. It's just not going to happen. I've pounded on these guys. I've tested about everything you can test. And like I say, I went to the Supreme Court, and when the writ of certiorari, when we had the law laid out based on my citizen status, has nothing to do with the citizen of the United States, and they denied it. I looked up then and found that, well, we don't look at jurisdiction. We don't look at the merits of the case. Well, why would I go to that court? It's not a court. What they did, because the Supreme Court of the United States is the only court Congress could not legislate out of existence for this fictitious government, they just closed the doors so you don't have access to it. And the Supreme Court has been sitting there allowing this to happen because, first of all, I have to claim my status. Who am I? And if you do not do that, the Supreme Court, you go look at these cases. You look at that one where they took all the land. First thing you go look at, 14th Amendment, citizen of the United States stuff. As soon as they step into that world, the 14th Amendment is absolutely in direct opposition to the Constitution of the United States, because the Constitution of the United States, if you go look at their Constitutional Convention, they had Congress legislate directly upon the, quote, individuals, not the one individual today, but on the people. The 14th Amendment is coming back through an agency called the state. And the state shall not do something using agencies. And Congress was absolutely against that in the Constitutional Convention, because if you're going to have a government of the people by the people, you want to have those people above you directly accountable to you. So they have to legislate on you, then you can fire them. If you come back through the 14th, through the agency side, we can't fire them suckers. These agency people are no longer officers of the United States. They're no longer public officers. They no longer have the proper oath. They don't have the bonds. They don't have the elective franchise. They don't have the civil commissions, if you read them carefully. So we can't fire them. And if you can't fire them, what do you do? That's where we're stuck. We have these, behind the scenes, they all have private contracts called cooperative agreements. They're in child custody, divorce cases, all that is all private contracts. In Alaska, let's just take child custody. They have the Division of Family Youth Center has a contract with the court system for the judge to perform to their benefit, and then that is overseen down in by the Social Security in Region 10 down in Seattle. And if the person in Social Security doesn't like what the judge does, he takes money away from the Divisions of Youth and Family Services, which takes the money away from the court. And the judge, the Alaska court system, the youth services, the guardian ad litem in there, the Department of Law, and even the troopers all have private contracts behind the scenes. Called cooperative agreements.
What are they agents of, Ralph?
They are agents of Congress because we've agreed to this status. Every road, I kept looking for what is common. How do I get in this mess? There's got to be something common. There's some act that I do that gets me here. What is the common thing that every time it kept coming out, I'm a citizen of the United States? Every time. So then I said, okay, so what is a citizen of the United States then? It sounds good. I'll bet you go out in the street and you could ask 1,000 people, I'll bet you'd probably get 100% say they're a citizen of the United States. The next question is, well, what is it? Well, I don't know. Does it have inalienable rights? Absolutely not. If Congress has to grant you and me as a citizen of the United States the right to own property, to sue and be sued, to have contracts? Now, wait a minute. That does not add up to the Declaration of Independence. Absolutely not with my inalienable rights.
Now, what mechanisms did they use to enforce this, implement and enforce it?
They enforce what?
Well, and they have their power here. They've usurped the power of the states, the sovereign status of the states and its citizens.
Mm-hmm.
What mechanism did they use? I mean, we have commercial code, we have commerce, we have a lot of different things. What is the main thing that they've used to enact?
Okay, that's a good question. What they did is they took away our status by a citizen of the United States. After the Civil War, they brought all of the South in. the southern states, they made them redo their constitutions. Redo them. They did not come in as one of the United States of America, one of the sovereign countries. They did not come in on equal footing with the original states. The one in Virginia is absolutely telling. We owe allegiance to Congress. That's what they brought in the Bill of Rights, and we're under the laws of Congress. And if you come in under the laws of Congress, then you are in a territory or possession where Congress operates in two capacities, as a federal government and as one of the several states. And it is not national. That's another one of the biggest scams going. That was in the Constitutional Convention. That's why we can't have a citizen of the United States, because in the Constitutional Convention, they threw out, we do not have a national government. We have a federal government where the people are the sovereigns, and they give a limited delegation to the several states, our sovereign country, and they give a grant to Congress, to the United States. But we remain in the sovereign position always. And that's the problem we're in today. We can't fire these suckers. Quo warranto, you can't fire them. Writ of habeas corpus, you can't make them bring forth the law and the party. They've outmaneuvered us. Now, after the Civil War, they took the citizens of the United States. Then they did the constitutions of the southern states and brought them in as just they were totally under Congress. And then they very, very quickly, you will see most of the constitutions of the, quote, several states of the North, they slid in underneath the other side, so they're outside the Constitution, too. Now, if you go looking at the opinions of the Attorney General after the Civil War, when they were creating the employee side versus the officers of the United States, because officers of the United States have to be created, the duties have to be created by law or by the Constitution. They have to be created, the powers and duties. And then you have to enter the office called an oath of office. And you have to either have a certificate of election or a civil commission with a signature, which is Marbury versus Madison. Somebody has to have the authority to make you go there. So they got rid of the several states. Then, and by the time they got to 1913, the several states, the legislatures no longer elected the senators, so they made it by representative vote. So we got rid of the several states. The several states has no representation. They got rid of the money by the Federal Reserve Act. They put that in the hands of some foreign bankers. And then, say, the biggest thing that they had to do is they had to get us, the sovereign people, to surrender our sovereignty every time our signature attached, so they create the Social Security Act. So every time we sign up, we're agreeing that I don't want to be in my sovereign capacity.
Well, there's something else that they did there also. They also made senators, U.S. senators, where they used to be appointed by the states, and they went to Washington, D.C. and treated Washington, D.C. like it was a foreign territory. And what they did was they represented the people in their own states. Well, they made this a popularly elected position.
Right. That's what I just said. You're articulating it better than I did. But that's what they did. Absolutely. So then the several states no longer has representation. It's like we got one of the corruptest senators up there, Senator Ted Stevens. And there's no way to get that sucker out of office because he's got millions of dollars in his coffer to brainwash the illiterate populace out here. Well, if he was elected by the legislature of one of the several states called Alaska, then if my legislator didn't do what she or he was supposed to do, I could say, hey, guess what? You're not going to get elected. Now, that's within the realm of possibility. But to get rid of Stevens, it's not going to happen.
Well, there's a whole slew of these clowns up there. I mean, you can go right down the list. Senator Hillary Clinton, that's making her bid for the 2008 presidential election. You got Charlie Schumer. You've got the Kennedy up there. This guy, he's going to drink himself to death in office. He's not going anywhere.
Wish him some luck.
Yeah, you mentioned Stevens. I mean, all these guys. I mean, there's only 100 of these guys, two per state. And it's literally, I don't know in what capacity they're operating right now, but they seem to be nothing but a rubber stamp for Congress.
I can tell you what they are.
All right, we'll take the break. We'll come back. We'll take your phone calls also. We have a few lines open, 800-848-9222. 313-9443. We'll have Mr. Ralph answer that question, and we'll roll your calls right after this short break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Back. The question I asked you before the break, Ralph.
I'm sorry, what was the question again? Say that again.
Well, you had to do that to me. I had to run out of here and go to little boys' room, and I usually make notes when I ask a question, and I didn't. All right, I'll tell you what, let's just roll to the calls here. Sorry about that, folks. I've been drawn in like 50 different directions today.
I was looking up something while you were gone there just to document something.
Okay, well, let's go to the calls here. Richard in Alabama, you're up first. Hello, Richard.
Hi. I want you to comment on Barack Obama. He's a Kenyan national because his father was Kenyan, and he cannot have his nationality, his Kenyan nationality, taken away from him under Article 14 of the UN Declaration of Human Rights. He retains his nationality, and he may sign documents. Maybe he applied for a driver's license, and he said he was a U.S. citizen, but that does not take away his Kenyan nationality. Now, he has a right to come and go and be protected by every treaty that Kenya has with the United Nations. And
was he naturalized?
No, he was. He had a white mother and a Kenyan father.
Okay, so he was, because he was born over here on this, was he born in this country then?
It's not certain, but if his mother, his mother was an American, so I guess that means he has a right to live here if he chooses.
Okay, let me give you, before you continue here, the first issue is anybody, anyone that is born, and I don't care about, I'm not a racist, by the way.
I think we just lost Ralph. Did we lose Ralph? We lost everybody. Richard, if you're still listening, I know you had your radio turned down, call back in. Mike, Walt, Bob, and others, just call right back in. We'll put you in the same order. We're dialing Mr. Winterroad back right now. Well, what the heck just happened? They don't like the topic of our conversation? Okay. Well, this is pretty amazing. Okay, Ralph?
Yes.
Sorry about that. We had program interrupt us here. Evidently, somebody doesn't like the subject matter we're talking about.
But I'm sure not.
But at any rate, we lost our caller here. So go ahead.
Here's the way this works. Supreme Court has ruled on this. If you are born on the soil, you're called an American citizen. It's called a compounding of nouns. You have the same status as the original states, not the several states, the original states. Anybody after July 4th, 1776. You then became everyone that is over here either by being naturalized, it's called a citizen of the United States of America, and that's in the Title 8, Section of the United States Code, 1449. Still, they have to still do it.
Did it again. They are bound and determined. Okay, Mr. Engineer, go to work. Boy. All right. Did you just reset something there? Okay. I'll have to get Ralph back. Callers, I apologize. Call back in one more time. Do we have any idea what the heck just happened? This is insane. Okay, Ralph, sorry about that.
Wow, must have made somebody irritated, huh?
Well, I mean, this has happened only a couple of times, and it's generally when we're talking about something that they really don't, and normally the phone company doesn't get involved in this stuff, but they're knocking out specific lines here. The rest of the lines in the network are operational. The only lines that are going down are our call-in lines.
Well, if this gets out, our country will get it back. That's what's going to happen. That's just the real short story. Now, to answer this fellow's question again, American citizen is somebody that is a citizen that is born on the soil, and that's anybody. It's called a compounding of nouns. That's why it's turned around backward, and it's a small c citizen. That's been ruled by the Supreme Court since July 4th, 1776, anyone. Okay? Now, after the Articles of Confederation came in, a citizen of the United States of America, which is a traveling citizenship amongst any of the sovereign countries. I can go from the sovereign country, if it were Alaska, to Texas and become a citizen of Texas. Or I could travel to New York and become a citizen of New York, which means a citizen of one of the several states, which means a citizen of the sovereign country of New York, which means I get all of the privileges and immunities. And our forefathers, it's, you can see it right in the Constitution. It's under the Article 4, Section 2, said, if I go from Alaska and I go down to Texas, I have the same privileges and immunities for the laws of Texas, not the state of Texas, as you do being a citizen of Texas. So when I come to Texas, the laws have equal application. So I have the same privileges and immunities. It's already built into the system. So the bottom line is, I don't know Obama, but I find it extremely interesting that we have Clinton running for, Senator Clinton, running for President of the United States. We have Obama running, and now we have two people that have absolutely come out that English voted is English should not be the language of our country, and number two, they want to give benefits to illegals.
And you know one thing they're not doing, Ralph?
What's that?
They're not giving Ron Paul, which is put his hat in the ring for presidential, you know, being president in 2008, they haven't even mentioned this guy.
I didn't even know it myself, right now.
Yep. Well, it's not on the news. How would you hear? We'll take the break, come back, and roll your calls right after this. We'll be right back, folks. Stay there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right. We're back and operational here on the phony tell line here. Walt in Arizona. Thanks for calling back in, Walt.
Hello. You still got me?
Yeah. Talk fast. I can't guarantee it.
<He's gone.
laughs> Oh, my gosh. It just happened again. You know, there are some days, and then there are days. Okay, he's going to reset the main phone system. All right, it gives me a minute here. I was going to do this at the end of the program, but I'll do it right now. Ralph, just hang on there. We'll get to you, too. Somebody had wrote, thank you, Richard, for sending this over to me. Somebody had wrote the Honorable Tom Harkin at the Senate office building. Dear Senator Harkin, and the guy that wrote this letter is Donald Rupert. He's from Burlington, Iowa. He writes, Dear Senator Harkin, as a native Iowan and an excellent customer of the Internal Revenue Service, I'm writing to ask for your assistance. I have contacted the Department of Homeland Security in an effort to determine the process for becoming an illegal alien, and they referred me to you. My primary reason for wishing to change my status from U.S. citizen to illegal alien stems from the bill which was recently passed by the Senate and for which you voted. It is my understanding of this bill's provisions is accurate. As an illegal alien who's been in the United States for 5 years, all I need to do is become a citizen to pay a $2,000 fine and income taxes for 3 of the last 5 years. I know a good deal when I see one, and I'm anxious to get the process started before everybody figures it out. Simply put, those of us who have been here legally have to pay taxes every year, so I'm excited about the prospect of avoiding 2 years of taxes in return for paying a $2,000 fine. Is there any way that I can apply to be legally illegal retroactively? This would yield an excellent result for me and my family because we paid heavy taxes in 2004 and 2005. Additionally, as an illegal alien, I could begin using the local emergency room as my primary health care provider. Once I've stopped paying premiums for medical insurance, my accountant figures I could save almost $10,000 a year. Another benefit in gaining illegal status would be that my daughter would receive preferential treatment relative to her law school applications, as well as in-state tuition rates for many colleges throughout the United States for my son. Lastly, I understand that illegal status would relieve me of the burden of renewing my driver's license and making those burdensome car insurance premiums. This is very important to me, given that I still have college-age children that drive my car. If you would provide me with the outline of this process to become illegal, retroactively if possible, and copies of the necessary forms, I would be most appreciative. Thank you for your assistance. Your loyal constituent, Donald Rupert, Burlington, Iowa. I just had to put that in there. Okay, we got everybody back here for the time being. Gosh, you know, this is one of these programs. Ralph, I hate to say this, but this is one of these programs I wish it was over. Before we lose you again, Walt in Arizona, go ahead. You're back on the air.
Yeah, I think we finally made it again.
Gosh. Get your question out before something else happens.
All right. Well, actually, the 17th of September, 1787, Roger Sherman raised the question of the amending process, and it was debated and finally adopted by adding one sentence to the amending process. The concern was that three-quarters of the states could gang up and oust the other quarter, and this was put in to prevent anything of the sort, and that sentence reads, "And no state shall be denied its equal suffrage in the sentence in the Senate without its consent." That means the 17th Amendment has never had proper standing. What would your guests think about that?
Ralph?
I don't know. I'm thinking about what he said here. The bottom line is, see, we get back to the suffrage issue again. They have created an atmosphere that the only place that I can do is I have to surrender my fundamental rights to be able to, quote, vote. I've lost my fundamental right to have suffrage, and that is in Corfield versus Coryell, which is the only case that's basically delineated out a whole list of our fundamental rights, and one of them is the right to be a qualified elector and have suffrage. And I can't do that because I've been down to the divisions of elections. I said I can't sign this. I can't go there, so I have been denied the right to vote. The right of suffrage. I can't sit on a jury. I've already been there, done that. We've had people up here that have gone into the grand jury. And is everybody here a citizen of the United States? And the guy, one person I know personally, raised his hand, went up, talked to the judge, and she says, "We can't use you. If you're not a citizen of the United States, we can't use you."
Well, did she explain to the judge exactly why?
He told her, but she closed the mic off so all the other people, and then, of course, he walks out, and everybody's sitting there scratching their heads. What just happened? They have not a clue. And, of course, she don't want all of the other sheeple to understand that there is no such thing as a citizen of the United States. Tell me what it is, and maybe I am one, but until you explain it to me, because Congress gets around in these acts of Congress, that's what's even more astounding. It is legal and conclusive evidence when a law of the United States is passed by Congress and the president signs it or it comes up on a two-thirds vote. It's legal and conclusive evidence. Now, we're supposed to believe today that this code, by the way, code is a means to replace the existing law with new laws, what codification means. We're supposed to come up there like Title 42, all this, and if it's a law of the United States, it'd be legal and conclusive evidence. No, I have to twice bless it and make it positive law. Now, wait a minute here. If I were baptized once, you have to baptize me again and dunk me again, and all of a sudden I'm finally baptized? It's illogical. They are not creating laws of the United States. They're creating what's called laws of Congress, which is where Congress has absolute plenary power in the territories, possessions, and the District of Columbia.
Well, I know one person you need to talk to, and that's Bob Schultz from We the People, because I feel bad for this guy because his redress of grievances, you know, he keeps pounding on the door up there in Washington, D.C., and I think they're giggling behind the doors because they ain't got to answer the guy.
He doesn't understand the concept. I've looked at a little of their stuff, and I've looked at some of their very briefing on some of their stuff, and these lawyers or those don't understand it. So I just move on because I don't have time for them unless they want, you know, if they want to talk to me, fine. I don't have any problem absolutely giving anybody the information. But they don't get it. They don't understand the source problem. And these people are giggling behind the doors. They don't work for us.
All right. Well, thank you for your call, and thank you for your perseverance in calling back in. Maybe we can get through the rest of this broadcast without Phonus interrupt us again.
That'd be good.
Yes, Bob in Michigan. Hello, Bob.
Is this John Phonus Interruptus?
This is John. You're talking to him, and hopefully we don't have the Phonus Interruptus.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Ralph, is this situation fixable?
Is it typical?
Fixable.
No, fixable.
Absolutely. You know the... Pardon?
How?
How? The reason why it is fixable, we're the sovereign, so what we have to do is you get a hold of your divisions of elections, and you get a hold of what it takes to be a, quote, registered voter, and you say, I am not a citizen of the United States. I want to know what that is. And you file into the public record your status, and then we, the people, the real ones, the one that have our birthright, we demand elections to be held for us. And we withdraw our assent to being registered voters. We withdraw sitting on a jury as a citizen of the United States because I can't. I understand what it is. Why would I surrender my inalienable right to put one of my countrymen in jail that didn't break any law of the United States?
The question I have for you, what is the difference between a citizen of the United States of America and citizen of the United States?
A citizen of the United States of America is a traveling citizenship, which means I am a citizen of any of the sovereign countries. It means I have the right, if you would think of it like Europe, I can go to any, if it was Europe all tied together, I can go to any one of those sovereign countries, and then I plant my tail end down and say in Germany, then I would become a citizen of Germany. A citizen of the sovereign state of Germany, which is a citizen of the law of the land, not a citizen of the state.
Okay, but you said country before, and you're meaning here states? We can travel to any... There we go again. Boy, this unless we can fix this problem here, Chris, this is going to be a real, real problem. All right, we'll get Ralph back here in a second. All right, back there? Are you there, Ralph? Gone again. Oof. I'm not thinking about me. I'm thinking about the next guy that comes up.
It'll probably work just fine then.
Yeah, it'll probably work just fine then. All right, do we have Ralph back yet? No, not yet. All right. Sorry about this, folks. Boy, it's just been one of those days.
We'll do it on the speakerphone.
We'll do it on the speakerphone. Yeah, the other lines aren't dropping. Oh, the other callers dropped, but Ralph was still online. Okay. Well, fix it and put them back up. That's why you're paid the big bucks, to work miracles. Work one. Oh, goodness. Okay, Ralph, we got you back?
Or at least for a second or two.
I said to my engineer, I said, you know, I'm feeling for the next guy and the next guy after that. All right. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I forgot what I was talking about. What was I? Where did I get dropped there?
Bob, are you still there? No, Bob's gone. Okay.
Oh, I know. It was the remedy.
He said, what do we need to do to fix it?
Okay, and I'm going to be putting that. By the way, if I could state, I have three email addresses, a list that you can get onto on my home page, which I haven't done for over a year because the person that was doing that turned out to be of the other side of life. I have a private email list or a special email list for a donation of $120, and I put out attachments. And I'm going to be putting out the actual document, and the real short story is, if we're the sovereign, we need to act like one. We need to say, I am not a citizen of the United States, but be able to understand and prove it conclusively beyond belief that there's no, I am not a citizen of the United States. So you go to your divisions of elections and say, hey, I can't sign up. I want to vote. I have a right to have my suffrage.
And what immunities would that have for people if they can spell out and walking into a court of law? I mean, you're going in there as, well, one of their corporatized citizens, their fictions. What immunities would that grant you in the courts?
Going in as a fiction or going in as a citizen of one of the several states?
The citizen of the several states.
I have my fundamental rights. I have inalienable rights. I have the right to demand of you, sir, that you have a proper oath of office. Number one, you must have an office created by the Constitution or the legislature, which they don't, which defines your duties. You're exercising some of the sovereignty of the state, and you must be able to prove it by a proper oath of office, which they do not have. I can guarantee you that. If you look deep enough, it is not there, and you cannot be an employee. I have the employee affidavits for Alaska. All of the federal judges are all employees. An employee is a flunky. He exercises none of the sovereignty of the several states or the federal government, and every one of these judges has a Form 61 that conclusively says, I am an employee of the government of the United States under their signature. And that is goes back to Vallejo versus Buckley, which defines they are mutually exclusive. If you are an officer of the United States under Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2, Congress must create the office and the duties. Think of it if you're going to build a house. I'm going to create something called a plumber. This is what the plumber does. And then the plumber brings his credentials to build the house. But I, sitting as the sovereign, have the right to fire the plumber if he doesn't do his job. But he must bring the credentials called an oath of office or a civil commission to enter the office, to have the powers and duties to be a plumber. I want to make sure he's a plumber. I don't want to have somebody that's hauling out the trash be my plumber.
All right. We have Bob in Michigan back. Bob?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Am I back?
You're back. No, you're not. Oh, Lord. You know, it's days like this, I don't know whether to shoot myself or get drunk or just give up the business of radio. All right. Well, the only thing I can tell you is you're in for a heck of a night tonight. How many of these people do we have on ISDN and Skype, by the way? I hope most of them. Good. Yeah. We might have to set up a tin can and a string here or two for guests or callers. All right. Do we have Ralph back yet? He's gone again. All right. We're going to have a problem here. I can see that right now. An ongoing problem. Any suggestions here? All right. Ralph, you're back. Ralph, you're back, I think.
The whole thing was dropped. It just dropped again.
All right. We're working it out here, folks. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. I can always do the Jeopardy thing. Okay. Well, hopefully we won't have this problem when Ralph comes on the air tomorrow. By the way, folks, starting tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central, I got this straight, on 5.050, Ralph will be doing his own show starting tomorrow, but he'll be doing it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays Okay, Ralph, we got you back.
Somebody's got a very good kill button here.
Man, I'm telling you, I've done radio for going on almost 15 years, and I've never seen anything like this before. At any rate, we got about a minute or two before break here, and then we'll go into the short segment.
Okay.
But whatever Bob was asking us here, do we have any other callers online? They're not staying. They're tired of calling back in. All right. Ah, boy. I'd tap dance or do a floor show here, but this is radio. You know, this is TV without pictures. All right.
Well, this information is absolutely to the jugular of the problem in our constitutional republic.
Well, Bob asked the all-important question, how do we fix it? Now, you know, we can't do the jury thing and the driver's license and all that stuff. How do we get this country, how do we get rid of the de facto and put the de jure back in?
We get a hold of the divisions of election, and I'm going to be putting out a letter for the questions to ask. I am not a citizen of the United States, and you get a copy of the divisions of elections, what it's required to be, quote, a registered voter. You submit that and say, I can't sign this. What is that? This is what I am. How do I vote?
All right. Hold on. We've got to take this break. You probably won't get cut off during the break. So hang in there, Ralph. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
All right. Do we have callers back? No callers. Okay. We're going to forget the callers. Ralph, we got about 4 minutes here. Hopefully we can get to the end of the broadcast here without another drop. Gosh.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, this is the first time it ever happened. Like I said, I've been doing this for a lot of years. First time I've ever seen anything like this happen. At any rate.
This is the core problem. When you can finally wrap around the idea that I am the sovereign and you shall do what I want as the sovereign. And what is my status as the sovereign? I am not a citizen of the United States. Congress said, I am granting you the privilege to own property, the right to vote, the right to have contracts, right to get married, all of these issues. And the Supreme Court has ruled over and over in Tooten versus United States and Babcock are the two cases the Supreme Court that has held over and over. If Congress grants anything, Congress controls the remedy. That is not within the constitutional power that we granted these people to give us, quote, benefits.
You know, it's fascinating. I was just thinking about this. Remember in our bicentennial, 1976, the New States Constitution came out, and that was an endeavor that was done by the Rockefeller Foundation. They funded it for 10 years. And then magically, the New States Constitution showed up. It looked very, very similar to the United States Constitution, except for one difference. It wasn't fundamental God-given rights in this. They were granting you your privileges. Everything was a status of privilege that was revocable by the government. Do you remember that one?
No, I really don't. I don't know. But if that's what they did, I don't doubt what you're saying. That tells you right there, then, we would have surrendered our inalienable rights to a grant. It's just, and that's why we're all wards of Congress. We're just like the children.
Well, the question I have here, and this has been the problem with many different things, Ralph, that to get out of that system and then make a declaration that I'm not a United States citizen.
Citizen of the United States. If you say United States citizen, that's a national or citizen of the United States. And, of course, then the Supreme Court has ruled there are three of them today. Three United States.
Well, the fundamental problem I see with this is they're just going to be a few people out there, in respect to we have 300 million in this country now, 40 million of them, of course, being illegal. But this does not fix the problem, does it not? You may be able to create yourself that immunity bubble again, reclaiming your rights by your status, but that doesn't fix the problem. That doesn't make this de facto government go away.
It does at a slower speed. Because I have reached the conclusion, the courts being part of the problem, the whole system is all part of the problem, going back to the pirate ship. The only way to get rid of the pirates is depopulate the pirates, so quit electing pirates. And the only way to do that is to create my sovereign status and say, I'm not going to elect a pirate. I want somebody over here as a citizen of one of the several states. I'm a citizen of Texas. And you get four or five people, and pretty soon it's 100 people, just like in V for Vendetta. And what did they blow up at the last? The legislature.
That's right. That's
because
right.
They're the problem. And I look at these movies, and I say, you know, are these people, they're a lot smarter than we're giving them credit for. They're trying to tell us with a story what our problem is. And if we can, open our minds to some knowledge and then apply some wisdom, we get rid of the... Because just like what we the people, the Congress is, the courts are not going to surrender what's going on. They like being having us as their slaves, and we've signed up to be their slaves.
I feel like Hopalong Cassidy in this deal. We've limped through this one, Ralph. I appreciate you coming on the program. And don't forget, folks, starting tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. on 5050 on your shortwave dial, where Ralph Winterode will be doing his own program. He'll be doing it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So you want to stay tuned for that. And, Ralph, thank you so much, and thank you for your patience, sir.
Well, thank you for having me on and giving me an opportunity to actually now not only show what's going on, but offer remedies.
All right. Thank you, folks. We'll see you again tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.